Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Chuck Juan Nettingham, and today being joined by the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. And Lindsay, as always, really appreciate you stopping in.
Hey, thanks. Glad to be here.
You are absolutely welcome, as we are nearing the end of the month of May. Not quite. We still got one more Friday to go, but of course, this Friday, we're nearing the end of the grocery bill roundup. This was obviously an event that started on Monday to raise money for the 4th of July fireworks, and it's been going at Hy-Vee and Fairway, and I know you've kind of been bouncing around both, and all in all, seems pretty positive.
Yeah, that's right. So we're hearing from both that things are going well for rounding up at the register with proceeds supporting the 4th of July fireworks. This is something that we've done for years and years, but on Memorial Day week leading up to it for just the last couple years. And it just really makes sense. I mean, I feel like Memorial Day is that kind of traditional mindset of the start of the summer. There is patriotism, and so that's connected with the 4th of July. And so, you know, when we were out yesterday, Sean was blaring some patriotic music that he normally plays on 4th of July. And I said, at first I was caught off guard, but then I was like, nope, that's fitting.
Yeah.
So just a little tease there. But yeah, I mean, it's just something that every little bit really does add up. And that's the whole point of the roundup, because we do these big fundraisers and we're really excited about these large donations and these contests. But at the end of the day, it's the 4th of July fireworks that we all get to enjoy. And so if everyone gave a dollar, we would be closer than we realize. And so for this year's fundraising, the goal is $18,000. That's where it's been the last couple years. And so each of these fundraisers, you know, contributes to that. And going into the drive, we were just about $2,500 short of that $18,000. So in years past, it's fluctuated a lot, but there's been years where Hy-Vee raised $1,000. There's been years that Fairway has raised $1,000. So if we can get there for both, then we'll be sitting very well. And then the 4th of July, we'll have the Bucket Brigade with the junior class. So it's those little things that, you know, throw a few bucks here and there, round up at the register to the nearest dollar or more. It's really easy to do. And so it's just kind of one of those easy ways to contribute to support the community.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And like you said, all just going towards a good cause as well. Now, I know with it coming to an end, the stores, they don't end on the same day, if you want to talk about that.
Yeah, so last year, Fairway was open on Monday, and so it made sense to go Monday to Monday. We just found out the other day that they won't be open on Monday, so the days are a little bit different. So Fairway is going to tomorrow, and Hy-Vee will be open Sunday and Monday, and so they're going to go through Sunday and Monday. So just a reminder to, you know, get your groceries for the weekend, because it's graduation, and it's Memorial Day, and all of that. So get your groceries locally and to round up while you're at it.
Absolutely. So yeah, make sure you go out and shop and contribute, and let's put on a good fireworks show. Now, Lindsay, something else that you mentioned last week, a newer thing for Perry, the Perry Power Hour. Now we're a little bit closer, obviously. That's coming up this coming Tuesday. So why don't you remind our listeners what that is all about?
Yeah, that's right. So this is a new program that we are doing with the city, the school district, and Perry Economic Development, so along with the chamber, and just coming together to help spread information, share information together between those entities, but then also to the general public as well. So each of us, you know, have projects going on all the time or updates, and we reach our own audiences, but for the community, it's really helpful to know what's going on and have that positivity and accurate information spread. So we just saw this as an opportunity to demonstrate that collaboration and working together and being more aware of what's going on together. And then it just made sense to open it up to the public and share that out. So really excited to see what this first one looks like. Anytime we do something brand new, it's like, just get through the first one and then learn from there. So this is part of a series. We are planning on a seasonal series of what we're calling the Power Hour, and Power stands for projects, opportunities, wisdom, excitement, and resources. And so just really thinking about whatever those updates are on projects or activities and getting people excited about something that's coming or ahead of something, and if there's going to be rumors about it or, you know, things like that. So we're doing this next Tuesday, May 27th. And then on the last Tuesday in September, and then in January. So that seems like a long ways away, but in terms of sharing those seasonal updates, it seemed like a good schedule to provide that. So this will be at the Hotel Pat T, 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. We are having a $5 boxed lunch option, and that is sponsored by Minburn Communications to keep that cost down to attendees. So yeah, we just hope that people come out for it. We've got some good registration so far. Going into it, we didn't really know what to expect of what the appetite would be and availability on short notice, but really looking forward to this first one to just share out news and updates from these organizations that do so much for our community together and separately and bringing it to everyone on a single platform.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be great to kind of keep everybody informed. So again, that's this coming Tuesday, 11:30 to 12:30 at Hotel Patsy. Thank you so much. Again, we're speaking here with the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. And Lindsay, then next Friday, a week from today, that will be the final Friday of May. And it's also Friday Fest.
Yes, that's right. So we were trying something new this year. We've done Friday Fest on the first Friday of June for years and years. And just the way that the month fell and Memorial Day, we decided to bump it up a week this year. So on the last Friday of May, Friday Fest at Patsy Park Bandshell, we're excited to have Ruckus playing live music. It's a bring your own basket sort of event, so you can bring beer and wine. Please no glass bottles. And we'll have some food vendors. So if you bring a picnic or, you know, check out the local vendors, we'll have the Perry Fire Department, the middle school softball, Perry High School music department, the hangout diner, and then, oh shoot, I forgot the last one. There's one more that's coming. And so we have food vendors. So bring cash for those, support those local organizations and businesses. And we'll have kids activities as well. So we'll have Dugan Party Rental with their foam party and their glow foam, as well as barrel rides. So something fun for the kiddos while people are enjoying the live music. So bring your lawn chair. For us, it's kind of that kickoff to the summer. Originally, when we planned it, school would have been out, but things change for that. So this will kind of be our kickoff to the summer. The next week, Farmers Market starts and Kids Fest and everything. And so we just wanted to kind of separate that a little bit to give people multiple weekends to enjoy summer activities. So fingers crossed for good weather.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, bring your lawn chair, bring your coolers, and enjoy live music at the park. And everyone loves Ruckus. So a local band and familiar, and people really enjoy that. So come on out and take part.
Absolutely. So yes, it just keeps going here for the Perry Chamber. And of course, I know there's even more events. There's stuff coming up this weekend with Memorial Day. So Lindsay, if you wanted to kind of highlight some of that.
Yeah, I mean, one thing in particular, just catching the Memorial Day service on Monday at 1 p.m. at Veterans Park. The VFW will be hosting that. So whether you're taking a break from work or you're actually off of work that day, that's what Memorial Day is all about. So join the VFW for that.
Absolutely. Thank you for talking about that. Anything else before we let you go?
I think just for one thing, kind of save the dates for upcoming events. The Farmers Market, we've got a fun Shop Local campaign starting in June. The free kids movies are coming up. So now that we're getting into summer, there's lots of activities to keep an eye out for.
We'll continue to hear about it all. So again, that is the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti, joining us here for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. Lindsay, as always, really appreciate you taking the time.
Hey, thank you.
You are absolutely welcome. Our Dallas County Let's Talk program is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.